Et la rue, c'est la human pattern de soirée that applies only to Chayom Tri. So this Gemara says this only Ali Benidam. We pass by Shema Timon. The Gdushni stays there, the Chayom Alav. And Gdushni is not there, he needs on. Mashein Kein in Chayom Vey. In Chayom Vey. But Hashem Kein, according to Rabbi Jive, the Gdushni is not there, the Chayom Alav. Then, all Chayom Alav have been like Chayom Tri is already done. So, the Aftur of Nachlitz and Alim and the Tatar is sorry. This is what Gemara said. When the Gemara said, the Tuk, the Lurik Amayre, where in Misha Mitzel is a Dush and the Tuk, the Rabbi Kiru Rabbonon, because Tone, all right. So, the whole Tuk, the Pshita Lay, so Tate says, the whole Tuk, the Pshita Lay, the Chayom Elam, the Rabbi Kiru, the Omar, in Dush and Tate, the Chayom Elam, Lav Nechlitz and Yivu Ninu, the Chayom Elchritz is Orch, Hoche, So here the Gemara says that Uvioru Gabikutsu Daku Khushofmo Uferi Dalit Mises Vitamilari. So why should we say that just as Tachisi Shon is not Miss Yavenis, to Om Nachwitz and Raim? So according to Rabbi Akiva, O Chayom Elav, I'm not Miss Yavenis, the Abdu Om Nachwitz and Raim. But the Gemara is the Kashi. The Gemara says, that Elvi Gufel Yitzorich Kho. So what does it mean? Because in Ezen Yichalit to say she is Bekore. So it appears from that Gemara that he is the letter with the Yichalit to say Bekore, then Chayom Yitzchriter is Kudon Tzom Emisiyav. Kudon Tzom Emisiyav. So the question is, now according to Rabbi Akiva, true, the Kedushin is not Eves, but it's only Chayom Elam, it's not in Isakores. So in Meile, she, Chayom Elam, even according to Rabbi Akiva, should be Misyabemes with the Aitze, because Eset Eiche, Leis is a great. We came to read the Amayla, and we didn't have Rabbi Akiva, the Leis Eirse, the Litchalis. So the Rambam, and the Rajbo, and the Ritvo, they all say, they all give the same time. And they say, the Terence is given by the Ramban, and then they all mention the Terence. Question. And even though the Rezeh Dochalais said, that the Chayom Tchit, that the Dushin, have a minute or you have one. You have which we go to the Rezeh Dochalais is very correct. The Yishleima, the Rabakim, the Gomer, Rachmon, the Barayes, the Yohadil, the Chayom Lam, the whole village mitzvahs and burgundushin marked in Zik. Akate koshe ha'is roi eichash amino ha'bikim marshim rei. Alright, but this is the paradox. So in other words, the paradox is that the koli tralatim and the dushin atim chayu lam, so chayu lam marelvo. So we may let they have the same din as chayu krisis lindidah. Chayu krisis lindidah. So the Pshatin, as I mentioned already, the Pshatin in Ramban, in the Rajbo, in the Ritva is, because through the Gemara says, that Elva Gufa Litzorich Ko, the Ines and the Richa Lises and Sheyesh Bekore. So that means, that even without the Kzeres HaKosu, although I would know that Achizisho cannot be Misyabemes, because an essay is not the Richa Lises, and this is not the Chalitz as the Sheyesh Bekoret. But, so that would be the Aloche, if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosov of Olel. But now that we have Xeras HaKosov of Olel, and the Olel tells us that even Tzomas HaChaisisho is not Skuko. So why? Because she is the Tzomar of an El. So the mainly the same there is a Kosu that tells us there is no Zika in the Tzor of an Elbo. So it lies to the Elbo itself. I mean, it's a Kavachim of logic. It's not an Inyan of the Alfuse. It's common sense. Even there is a Kosu tells us that there is no Zika in the Tzor of an Elbo. So certainly the Elbo, the same there is a Kosu tells us that in the Elbo itself, there is no Zika either, without recourse to a Nesedechalaisis and Sheyesh Bekoret. The Gemara only says if there hadn't been Xeras HaKosov of Olel. So So then I wouldn't know that Torah Servo is not Zuko. So what? I wouldn't know that Elvo herself is not Zuko. Why? Because it has a different color. So then Halulam, according to Habakkuk, would be distinguished from Halulikris' Levitan. But now, but I leave it the MS, that even Zorah, the written is a possible L, and that even Zorah's elbow is as no Zike. So why? Because of the elbow. So elbow itself, certainly because of the elbow, there is no Zike. So Memele, there is no Zike, so it's not Chayach to say, as the day Chalais is just because. Now, why doesn't Tisres understand the Teretz? I mean, that's such a project. Such a simple parrot. As a matter of fact, that once we have Exarchos of Valel, so the Exarchos of Valel tells us not only in regard to Torah Selva there is no Zike, but the Rambam itself has no Zike either. This is mentioned by the Rashi Daf Tesomut Beis. We'll soon learn it. V'omer Rav Yehuda Bar Rav. So Rashi says, the first Dalet Achim, not. The Dalet Achim, Shnai, Nosu, Shtei Achoyes. ומאיסוהם שויים את החולים, הרי לחיל תזבור נשיאפס, ושתי נשקוקיס בוזה ושתי נשקוקיס בוזה, ונוסיף היי קופוגה בחיס קוסי, ותאמי להחיס אישה בחייו, וכתונו עושו, הוא יוצא אחס מנסור על היחו תיסר הערבו, כשו יש חמייסי, קלייסי, עושו בואו מותם החיסו, ולא בחיס קוסי, ושודח ערבוי, ולא יסקוק עליהם, דרחמונו פטרה מיני, מתרושס עולה עולה, So he says, the Labach is Kukosi, the Mishum the Hach Elvoi, the Lois Kukale. So Rashi is explaining why an Elvo, there is no Zika than an Elvo herself, not in Zora's Elvo. So he says, the Rachmone Patr, Mitrosha Soleo Aleo. But the Gemara says, Elvo Gubali Zorcho, he told me Zora's Elvo. And here Rashi applies it to Elvo herself. The answer is, once there is Exeras HaKosu, Ligami Torah Selva, so of course the Exeras HaKosu has application to Elva Selva, but we don't need it. But the Exeras HaKosu certainly has application to Elva Selva. So Mimele, even though there could be three, but it's a double portion, that there is no Zike because it's an Elva. So why does the Ri ask and doesn't give it Teretz? Didn't the Ri conceive of that oneness? And the Ramban, even though he gives the Teretz, so he still says, how did the Gemara know that? In other words, it's not such a double portion. It seems to be a very simple thing. The answer is true, that the Xerasakosuv of Oleo, if it applies to Torah Selva, it certainly applies to Elva herself. To Elva herself. But we could argue that if, let's say, it is the kind of an Elva, then the Shem Elva cannot be Poka, say no Haname. So then the Xerzakosov tells us that there is no Zike in the Elva, and there is no Zike in the Torah of the Elva. So generally speaking, it is an elbow. But here, if we were only to apply the din of Esedei Chalaisese, so then it wouldn't be an elbow. It's not, the pshat is not, let's say, that if we were to apply the aloche of Esedei Chalaisese, so she would remain an elbow. She would remain an elbow, but it would be a heter to be miyavman elvo. No, that's a tata disaster. Because there couldn't be any tfisas deep in an elvo. Because an elvo is mufkas of tush. But if there had been three, so then the shem elvo would be poka. The shem elvo would be poka. So mimele, it wouldn't be an elvo. So by Chayovich Chises, there is no Tchie. So Mimele, the Shem Elvo cannot be Poka. If the Shem Elvo cannot be Poka, so once we have the Xeras HaKosov of Oleo, so Mimele without, so then the Tzadik Xeras HaKosov itself is Rashi put out as test of the base. So there is no Zike. Vashayinki Chayovich Lav, So Tesis also understood that the Zakosu for Balewa applies to the Alpha itself, not only the Tzoras Alpha. But Tesis assumed that inasmuch as there could be Tchie, so maybe the Shemelma should be Poka. So maybe the Zakosu would have no application. The Zakosu has application to a woman who held the Shemelma. But here, by applying the general principle of Esri Chalitzis, they say that the Shemelma would be Poka. The Shemelma would be Poka. So what is the teretz of the Ramban and the Rashbo? So the teretz of the Ramban and the Rashbo is that this is a kosev of Aleo tells us that there is no zike in a woman who is elbow b'al. True, if we were only to apply the din of Esedei Chaleises, then the Shemelma would be Poka. Elbow means she's asur. But if Esedei Chaleises, she becomes a teretz. So Mimele, the Shemelma would be Poka. I mean, in other words, we can't say as Rabbi Chonon says. I mean, what Rabbi Chonon says it's not conceivable. He says that it's only a simen. I mean, all the krivis and the yisura arayis is only a simen for an elbow, but it's not the yisya that makes it an elbow. No, it's not like that. Of course, why is a chesisho different than any other woman? Because of the yisra of a chesisho. And whenever there is no yisra of a chesisho, so a chesisho is not distinguished from any other woman. So Mimele, Teisus says the kashe, because Teisus thought that if there would only be three, so then the Shemelma would be Poka. And the Ramban's strategy is that here the Zakosuf of Aleo tells us that there is no zike in a woman who is elbow bealme. If she would only be an elbow bealme, not in connection with a mitre of you. So the male, there is no zike. So that's why the Ramban asked, how do the more know that? Maybe the pshat in the Zakosuf of Aleo is not that there is no zike in an elbow bealme, but there is no zike in an elbow where even if they're helping you, in other words, she would be an elbow. Mashenke, in the case where we can apply the principle of Esri Chalitza, say, so she wouldn't be an elbow here because the tree itself would be mafkir shemel. But, so that's what the Ramban asked. How do you want to know? Well, the parents is Gemara knew, I mean. Gemara knew. All right. Now, the reason as to why Tesis was able to ask the Kasha, and Tesis didn't say the Ramban's parents, that since he wants to have the Zerzakosu for Valeo, so the Mela there is the Zerzakosu for Valeo implies that there is a Koezike by elbow. There is an elbow, is Mafkia Zike. Because Tesis held that Monefsheh, if we are only to apply the principle of Trie, so then through Trie, the Shemelma would be Poka. So maybe the Zakosu of Aleo couldn't have application because she wouldn't be an elf. No. But that is only Tesis Lishitosi. That is only Shayach Tesis Lishitosi. But Rashi, we couldn't say it according to Rashi. Rashi couldn't even ask the Kashi, according to Rashi. Now, Dafnantes, there is a Gemore, Dafnantes here in the Bombes, there is a Gemore, Omar Abaye, the last line about Dafnantes on the Aleph, and then it continues in Dafnantes on the case. Omar Abaye, Hakel Meidin Bibo Al Anido, Ve Al Asente, Shein Avlad Mamza, Nido Do Tafsev Dush, Shenema Rutini Do Solo, אפילו בשעס נידוסו, תפסה במדוש. סייטה נאמה, דאו תפסה בו קדוש. So, תאי נאמה הוכה, הכולי נדבר על הנידה ועל הסייטה ועל שמרס יום, She not what moms. Now, so in other words, the Gemara says, how come if Rabbi who says, a Yudushin takes him Chayu Alavim, and we made the blood of Chayu Alavim according to Rabbi Kiva, the moms there. But by Nito, that is Kores, not love, but Kores. So one could say, even according to Shemat Dimon, even with the Dam, so Yudushin shouldn't be Tefes. So by Nito, everybody is made that the Yudushin is Tefes, and by Seite too. Even the Rabbi Kiva is at love of Dushin Atil Chayu Alavim and Seite. There is a love, in that way, she's in, so she's a soul of the Zaylo, but Dushin is Tefes. In other words, let's say, a Shishish was an Izanish, he committed adultery. So he was Mikarisha. He's Mechuyim to be Mikarisha. And then he was Mikarisha again. So the Dushin is Tefes, even the Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, well, I say this, Shalom, I'm saying, Nino don't ask me Dushin, she never would kill me for so long. I feel we just need also tafs of Kedushin. Say the name of tafs of Kedushin. Tafs of Kedushin. So, Benigeya Nido. So the Gemara says, how do we know that Kedushin is stated in Nido? Because I'm saying, like also, but Tini Dosa Olam. I feel we just need Dosa tafs of Kedushin. Say the Gemara doesn't mention it possibly. So say the name of tafs of Kedushin. How do we know that say tafs of Kedushin? So Rashi says, because if Kedushin wouldn't be Tefes by Seite, let's say, a woman who committed adultery, and then the husband was Mikarisha, and then the husband was Mikadisha. So if we are only to assume that when the husband is Mikadisha, the former husband is Mikadisha again, Kedushin is not Tefes, then every time a woman is Mizane, the Kedushin should be Poka. The Kedushin shouldn't even require it. This is what Rashi says. So Tesis says, "Pirish mikudches." The atlach hashel zin so mipokam in it b'shel shem. Because of it, he need the name of the b'shel. But for all he is for the kol asuy in tafs b'kudush. So Tesis says, "Kashim monavshah." If according to Rashi, there is a cloud that if in a certain woman kudush is not tefes, so even if kudush was tefes 50 years ago, so it should be Poka. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special girl Sakotsu with Gabi Nido? Why couldn't the Gemara say Mr. Asvore that Nido is David's Dushin? Because if Dushin wouldn't be David's in a Nido, so every time a woman becomes a Nido, Dushin should be Poka. I mean, every month. In the every woman, so Dushin should be Poka. I mean, that's inconceivable. So why does Gemara have to resort to a special Zasakosuf that Dushin is David? So it seems that one is not, does not necessarily follow from the other. That even if a certain woman is an Ervo and Dushin is not David in her, but that does not mean that if she became a Kodesh before she became an Ervo and then she becomes an Ervo, the Dushin should be Polka. So maybe why does Rashi apply it to say the same story? So what does Jesus say? Game of the Goras, the Hebrew in Swarim, say the name of Sipo Havaya with Absalom of Dush. Pure Shigir Shom Azir of Havaya the Sipo had a call the Esmolish. So by saying that there is also a special Zazakos. In other words, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Jesus. According to Rashi, so whenever a woman is an elder and Kedushin is not a fist, and Kedushin is not a fist, so Mimele, we have to say that not only it's not a fist at the very outset, but even if Kedushin was a fist at the very outset, because at that time she wasn't an elder, and then later on she became an elder, the Kedushin should be part. Because elder and Ishis, are inconsistent with each other. So, for the same reason that Dushin cannot be tamed in an elbow, so they cannot continue either. Now, I once mentioned the story, it's a true story. I mentioned it at the Sheva Brachas, once or maybe more than once. Rav Chaim and Rav Shover, it's often Svaneach. So they met at the conference of Rabbonim in Petersburg. I mean, that's running a lot today. So the Rav Shover, Rav Yisef Rosen,
discuss this clash of thesis against Rashi. I mean, thesis asks against Rashi, I mean, how does one follow from the other? True that the Kedushin is not Tefes, let's say that Kedushin is not Tefes Nisaitel, but how does it, but how does it follow that the Kedushin wouldn't be Tefes Nisaitel, when Shishi is Nisane, so the Kedushin should be Boka. So the Rashi said, because Rashi Shiti is, that's the Goyen. You see, so Rashi said that when in men is Mikadish and Isho, so it's not one Chaleis for the rest of our life. But every second, there is a new Chaleis of Kedushin. And Rav Chaim did not approve of that. So Rav Chaim said in the presence of all the Rabbonim, Eibazei Rabbi Yoshe is Mazel Tovaych, Yitach Givon, Yitach Yitach Hasmecha. So in other words, so this is the Teret that the Rachover said. But of course, it's not Mistabea that when one is Mikadish and Nisho, so every second it's a new Chaleis HaKedushin. But why does Rashi say that if Kedushin wouldn't be Tefes Nisaitel, then every time in Shishish is Mizale, the Kedushin should be Poka? Because Rashi's Svore is, and it's a very good Svore, it's not Mucher. Tetzve Svore is Mistabea, and Rashi's Svore is Mistabea, they're both equally Mistabea. But Rashi's Svore is that if Kedushin is not Tefes in an elbow, so what does it mean? That if there is an inconsistency between elbow and ishes, not this Kedushin. The inconsistency is not between Kedushin, the act of Kedushin and the elbow, but between a key and ishes and the marital relationship in the elbow. So Memele, for the same reason that Kedushin cannot be tefes, so the marital relationship that continued for some time should be broken. Now, but Tesis has the kashe. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Zasakosuf in connection with Nide? So without the Zasakosuf, now it goes without saying that the Kedushin is not poka every time a married woman becomes Nido. So maybe it's a raya, the Kedushin can be Tevis in a Nido at the very outset. So that's the discussion. So obviously, Rashi distinguishes between Nido and Seite. In other words, because Seite, because Seite, according to Rav Akiva, it should be Chayav Alav, so it should be an elf. And according to Rav Akiva, the Chayav Alav is an elf, so Mele, Kedushin has to be taped. So Rashi says, that the fact that it's taught now, even though according to Rav Akiva, Kedushin is not even Chayav Alav, and every Chayav Alav is an elvo, but the Seite, we have to say, is an exception. Why? Because if Seite wouldn't be an exception, so the Kedushin should be Boka, because Seite is also Chayav Alav, it's also an elvo. But Nide, even though Nide is Chayav Mitzvah. And if we didn't have a special Tzatzakosu, that by Nide Kedushin is Tefes, so then even our liberty is done by Nide, Kedushin should be Tefes. So what would we say then? We wouldn't say. Now let's say, suppose there hadn't been a special Tzatzakosu, that by Nide Kedushin is Tefes. So then Kedushin wouldn't be Tefes by Nide. Kedushin wouldn't be Tefes by Nide. But we couldn't say that Nide is an elf. Because the whole Halishem of Elvo means that this woman is forbidden to this man. That's the definition of Elvo. But Nide, as we discussed it, you know, that base of Dalet in connection with the taser, the Babin taser, that base of Dalet, but Eile Hakshin, the Nide test on Yidin. So we said that Nido is not Elvo. And that I mentioned that there is, in regard to the oil, there is a machlokes reshevim. So So the Abishain would say that there is no din of Yod Rayaver on the Gabriel Rido. The Asam Rishain would say that there is Yod Rayaver, so we explained it. That even the Rishain would say there is Yod Rayaver, so it is special to the Sakosu that it has the Chimer of Arayis. Not that it is an Ervo, it's not Chayach. It's not Chayach to say neither is an Ervo. Ervo by definition means that this woman is forbidden to a certain man. But the Achisei, Imei, Pitei, Achisovi, Achisimei, Chameisei, Imchomov, they are forbidden women to it. But neither that is Asur to the husband, how is the Chayach to say? I mean, it's a forbidden woman to the husband. The husband is also loving Alish Tebe Niduso. But it's not Chayach to say it out. So why does the Gemara say that Hagel made in Benido the Dushni Seifes? Because of a special Gras Akosu. The implication being that if there hadn't been a special Gras Akosu, then I would say the Dushni is not David Benido. But Nido is not Chayach to say she's an Elvo, Nido. Because the Isa Nido applies to the husband. How is the Chayach to say one's own wife? He becomes an Elvo every month. By definition of Elvo means a woman who is forbidden to the husband. So the answer is, even if the halacha had been that the Kedushin is not Efes in a Nido, so it wouldn't mean that Nido is an Elvo to the husband. But, I mean, if she's not an Elvo to the husband, she couldn't be an Elvo to anyone else. What difference does that make? It's the same Isa. But since Shimon HaTzimoni learns it out through his smichus, because the posik of Yovim Mamza Mikol Hashem is mentioned right after Knafoviv, and Knafoviv means Shimeres Yovim of Aviv, and what kind of an Isa, what kind of a chiyuv of an Enesh is there by Shimeres Yovim Shel Aviv? Kores. So Mimele, we would learn out that the offspring of a beer of Kores is a mamza, and Dushin is not a. So it would be a special Zakosu that the offspring of a Nido is a mamza, and Dushin is not a fish. But not that Nido is an elf. Not that Nido is an elf. So Mimele, we cannot say that since the Dushin is not Efes, so Mimele, the Isha should be Paka. If the Dushin is not, if the reason is why Dushin is not Efes is because of the Shem Elvo, so we say, just as the Shem Elvo is inconsistent and negates Tzitzis Dushin, so the Shem Elvo is inconsistent and negates the continuance of a marital relationship. Masha'inkin Gabenido, even if we didn't have the Xeros Akosu. And we would say that the offspring of a Nido is a Mamzer, and Dushin is not Eves. But it wouldn't be because Nido has a Shem Elvo. It's not Chayach to say Nido has a Shem Elvo. So it would be special Xeros Akosu that the offspring of Bias Nido is a Mamzer. Not because it has a Shem Elvo, and Dushin is not Eves. So Mimele, we cannot mention Eraye from the fact that a woman who became a Nido after Dushin was Teifes, and Mishastri says Dushin, she was not a Nido, and later on she became a Nido, that the Dushin should be Poka. If the reason as to why Dushin is not Teifes is because of the Shem Elvo, so Gabi said that, so if Dushin wouldn't be Teifes, it would be because according to Rabbi Akiva, Satan would have a Shem Elvo. Masha'inkin Gabi Nido, even if Dushin would be Teifes in a Nido, so he couldn't say that Nido had a Shem Elvo. She had a Shem Elvo. But it would be just a Teres HaKosu because of the smichus of Yovi Mamza Likal HaDishem name being mentioned next to Likal HaKnafoviv, which is Isurei Kores, like Shemeres Yom Shaloviv. So Mimele, we couldn't say that if Dushin is not Teifes, so Mimele, Dushin should be Paka. Because Dushin would not be Teifes because of his special Gras HaKosu, but the Shem Elvo it wouldn't have. So why should it be Paka? Masha'inkin Ligabei Seite, if a koi trabaki make dushin with the teifes, so then seite would be mamish and erwot. Why go other higher love? If the reason is why dushin is not teifes at the very outset is because he doesn't tell Hashem, because seite is Hashem erwot, so for the same reason the dushin is not teifes, because there is an inconsistency between erwot and tvisas dushin, so the dushin should be pokatu, because for the same inconsistency between a marital relationship and elf. And elf. Alright. Now. So anyway, so we see there is a machleket that Mentesi, the woman, there is a machleket between Rashi and Tesis as to whether the Isar Elvo, the Shem Elvo, is only precludes tvisas dushin, but it's not mafkia ishes, or the Shem Elvo is mafkiyish. According to Rashi, the Shem Elvo is mafkiyish. Now, so Teisa says the Tzkashi, V'tei melari damai le'amri l'nam le Rabba Akive. Rabba Akive, the Leisa says, and L'itcha L'isa says, Teisa says the Tzkashi, as the Tzkashi, because Teisa is L'shitos. Mashi, okay, so Teisa Tzkashi is, Enoch Aname. There is Exeris Agdol, the Kosovo Borel, that is applicable to Tzoras Elvo, certainly is applicable to Elvo itself, but if we are only to apply the principle of Tchiyah, so then the Shem Elvo would be Poka, and Mimele, so that the Kosovo Borel is the replication. Mashi, can according to Rashi, that the Shem Elvo is not only not only precludes the Tzvisas Dushin at the very outset, but it's Mafkia Dushin, Eshem Elvo. Now, suppose, so Jesus couldn't have that Kashi, according to Rashi, the Amayla Amgir and Amal Rabakim and Lei Chesed, the Lei Seesem and Lei Chesed. What would Lei Kashi? Lei Seesem and Lei Chesed. So it should be like Chayav Al-Avma Alim and Rabon, Alim and Shema Demon. So what does the Gemara say? That Midraisi with Yabemes. But why would the Chachomim, why the Chachomim gave there that she should not be with Yabemes? Because Ksir Rabbi Yerushayno ought to be Yoshnio. Ought to be Yoshnio. Now, so Memele, even if we want to assume, let's assume for a moment, for argument's sake, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, there is a loch of Tchiyah b'chayor lav. Because the essence of Yidu is Deichad al Eise Self Mamzer. So what would be Mutter according to Rabbi Akiva? Only be a Rishayno. Be a Shnio wouldn't be Mutter. It couldn't be Mutter according to Rabbi Akiva more than according to us. So be a Shnio would still be Osa. So vis-a-vis be a Shnio, there wouldn't be any Tchiyah. So since vis-a-vis be a Shnio, there wouldn't be any Tchiyah, so then, she would become immediately after. True, as long as there is Tchiyah, so the Shem Elvo is Boka. But the Tchiyah applies only to be a Rishayno. To be a Shnio, the Tchiyah doesn't apply. So immediately after be a Rishayno, the Shem Elvo would be Chal again on her. Now, according to Rashi, so according to Teisus, can end this Rashi. Because according to Teisus, even though immediately after the Bio Rishayno, the Shem Elvo, would be Chal, but the Ishes wouldn't be Poka. After all, even Tzvisas Yidu is like Tzvisas Dushin. And according to Rashi, that Shem Elvo can be Mafkia Dushin, that was already Chal, so the Shem Elvo can be Mafkia Tzvisas Yidu, that was already Chal. It's the same thing. Yivom Yavi, it's a special aloha of Yivom Yavi Alel. But the result is the same, she becomes Ishte to Yiv. So Mimele, according to Rashi, that the Shem Elvo does not only preclude Tzvisas Dushin at its inception, but the Shem Elvo can be Mafkia, Gdushin that was already Chal some time before. So Mimele here too, let's say that according to Rabbi Akiva there is also. So then the Shem Elvo would be Poka. But after Bi'ur Sheino. But immediately after Bi'ur Sheino, there is no Tchiyah. There is no Tchiyah, it's already kind of Mitzvah. So if there is no Tchiyah, so immediately after Bi'ur Sheino, the Shem Elvo would be Chal upon the Mamzeres. And if the Shem Elvo would be Chal upon the Mamzeres, so the Tzitzas Yidin would be Poka. And if the Tzitzas Yidin would be Poka, so such a Yidin that has to be Poka automatically, immediately after the Bi'ur Sheino, that's not a Yidin. It cannot be the kind of Mitzvah. sehen Sie, wo man ja will haben. Und das ist Gister und aber. Und Eve, die Twister 7 ist auf solch Charakter. Der die Mitte lehrt, der die nicht hin hat. Der Twister 7 ist Bocca. So wird es nach hinten. So wird es nicht. So wird es nicht, der kommt der nicht frei. So the only way to have frie is that it should be allowed, it should be deiche, not only be a vishena, but be a shnia. Also, and that it cannot be deiche, because at the time of the be a shnia, it will not be become the mikve. So the name is, there couldn't be any trie according to Rabbakim. So in other words, so Teisves is able to have the kashe, because Teisves vishitose, that meant this. That the Shemer war only precludes the Tvisas Dushin at its inception, but once Dushin was Chal, and then the Shemer was Chal upon the woman, so it does not negate the Dushin. Some of the male thesis can have that Kashi. Two, there's exactly a concept of a Lel, that there is no Zikir by an Elvo, but let us apply it first. The din of Echalei, says it. So Mimele, the Shemea will be Boka. So Mimele, Zike will be there, and then Yivn will be Teves. And two, but the Trie is only in regard to Bia Risheino, and immediately after Bia Risheino. So he will not be allowed to live with her. But the expectation that the Yivn will not be Boka, he'll have to give her a get. Mashenke, the Kolik Terashi. So immediately after Bia Risheino, even if we were to apply Trie, so immediately after Bia Risheino, so the Shemer would be Chal upon her. And the Mele, that would be Mashkiah that is a Yivn. So the Mele, such a Yivn is, that has to be Poka. Immediately after Bia Risheino is no Yivn. It cannot be the kind of deal of Yivn with that kind of Yivn. That would be Poka automatically by itself. Immediately after Bia Risheino. So Mimele, it's not shayach to say Trie. If it's not shayach to say Trie, so Mimele, the Zosakosu Popoleo applied, and that there is no music. Now, the Gemara. The Omar of Yudah Omarat. The fourth one. The Chay Toner at Trie, the Kulon, and the Kirabel, ואסור לו זה מותרת לזה, ואסור לו זה מותרת לזה, והחיצו שמתם תוך, ואת זה מסיידם. Now let's go over the whole Rashi. בוא מראה לי במראה, זה תלדחים, תתנאי, תלדחים, שניים נוסו שתי אחוי. Now so, they are four brothers, who been שימן לא יביא יהודן, I mean this is the name that Rashi picked, who been שימן לא יביא יהודן. So, who been שימן, so I mean, Rashi himself changed the names. So at first, so Reuben and Shimon were the two brothers that are deceased. And Levi and Yehuda are the brothers that survived. And then later on, when Rashi explains the other cases, so he changes. And Levi and Yehuda are the deceased brothers. And Reuben and Shimon, Rubin and Shimon became all of a sudden the surviving brothers. Not that there is any difference, I mean the names. The Tirot Mimo, the Bol Hepstein, our Hashuch and son. So he wrote an autobiography, three volumes, very interesting autobiography. If one wants to know stories about the lives of the Bnei Yisrael, I mean 100 years ago, so he should read the Mikir Boruch of Chabor Hepstein, the Tirat Nimot. So he tells all kinds of stories about Israel, but he has other stories. Adabuch, so he has stories about Bastion too. So he mentions that when he was a young boy, so he studied in Vilna, and he studied in Smedrash. And Mendel and Michasvorim, I don't know whether you know who Mendel and Michasvorim was, but Mendel and Michasvorim is considered as the father of Yiddish literature. Founder of Yiddish literature, Mendel and Michasvorim. So Mendel and Michasvorim, he was a very capable person, but primarily he was a Rebbe. I mean, more than anything else, he was a Rebbe, Mendel and Michasvorim. So a book had to stay. Also, I had the same as Medrash, where one time before, so Mendel and Michael swore in study. So a book had to stay found all the Gemores. All the Gemores of Mendel and Michael swore in. It made Ruben Shemocha, Omar Abay. Ruben Shemocha, Sodom Shimon. Ruben Shemocha, Sodom Shimon. So, without any exception. So, Mendel and Michael swore in, wrote on the margin. לפי אני הזדהיתי, תלאו דווקא רובי שמוכה סודר רובי. What he didn't miss, whenever there is a lot, whether it's in the Bukhanim, or the Tzim, or the Basra, and apparently he was a Muslim as a boy. So, in every Gemara, whenever the Gemara says, רובי שמוכה סודר רובי, he put down, לפי אני הזדהיתי, תלאו דווקא רובי שמוכה סודר רובי. דוהדים, Simen Shemochasodel Leruv. Samim, so I'm saying, Rashi changes the orders, but it's loved after, I mean. But at first, Rashi mentions, Shnale Dachin, Shnai Nosh Shteachoy, Umeisam Simen Shachoy, Harelachim Zilo Misiabi, Vibisha Shteyen Zbukis Vose, Vishteyen Zbukis Vose, Vinoshe Vai, Kofoga Vachis Kukose, Vidam Yelachis Isha Bechayel, Vikotone Rosom, Hoysa Achas Nehen Asura Lehechot Yisrael, כי אם שהוא יש לך מייסה, או איתה לא עושה, או שבוא הוא מודה בחיס, ולא בחיס ככוסי, משום דהך אלוהי, ולא יזקוק עליה. So this is the Rashi. Again, the Rachmona Patra Mene, מתרושה סולאו עולאו. So Rashi emphasizes the Rashi even in connection with the Elva itself. והשאי די עושה בשתי. הוא יש לו השני או האסור או השני, יזרח בו. כי אם שהוא יש לך מייסה, הוא האסור לו זה מותרס לו זה. כי אם רוכי ולאו שתי אחוי, Vinoflu is Nelevi Yehuda. So far, Rashi mentions that Ruben and Shimon are the deceased brothers, and Levi Yehuda are the surviving ones. Rochel Chameisi Shal Levi, Vileo Chameisi Shal Yehuda. Rochel Asura Levi, Muteres Yehuda, Vilava Chesky Kosi, Vileo Vizkuka Levi, Chameisi, Vileo Asura Yehuda, Muteres Levi, Veina Chesky Kosi, Vilochel Vizkuka Levi, Vachameisi, Vikotone Hosom, זוי שאומרו החיצה כשאיבנתו, או החלטה זוי מסייבנת. שתי החולים שיבום איזו איזו, שנוסו לשני אחים, ונופו לשני אחים, או יכולים שזה מסייבנת. הוא יסלחו את זוהים, וכגן שהוא יסוק על אחת אסור, או על אחות ישראל. So my words, what is it? So, זה, ואז, החיצה שאיבנתו, או החלטה זוי מסייבנת. In other words, he, the two sisters in law, so, So it's letters or it's yabet. We come out of Jude. We hold on to Svoba Royes and Kelebrand, Mishnezu, Hasura Lezu, Muteres Lezu. Kleima, Efshel Yiskai, Mumishkachet Vechulom, Shei Beisach Royes, Neiflis Lez Nevisachi, Vizu Hasura Leze, Mishum Bitei, Vizu Hasura Leze, Mishum Bitei. Vichim Baz Bitei, Vichim Kulom. Vitei Hasura Leze, Muteres Leze, ואסור לזה מותר לזה. ויסייבנו שתי, אף על פי שהם שתי החוייץ, ולאמרו לאחי זקוקותי. So Rashi says, ביטל למשכחת, אמין לגמור את זה. All right. So רב יהודה מתארגן מחמי סנאים, אבל שיטה בובו, תראי שאלוי. So he mentions it only from חמי סיין. But after חמי סיינת, why after חמי סיינת? So actually he could mention it. Yeah, how they nisuin, we could visualize the case, how they nisuin in connection with everyone, except Bitei. But Baz Bitei and Baz Noi could be visualized, how they nisuin. But since Bitei herself could not be visualized, how they nisuin, that's impossible, only how they nisuin. So since he cannot mention Bitei, he doesn't mention Baz Bitei and Baz Noi, until Chameis. But really, I mean, it's hard to understand. I mean, why shouldn't he mention the others? Only Bitei cannot be visualized how they Nisuin. But Baz Bitei and all the others can be visualized, so why shouldn't the Tana mention it? But this is what the Gemara said. All right. So, the Rabbi Yudah mitargi mechameis lele, avol shite bo v'derei shalom. Why? My time akim the Bitei, beyond sin, משכחס לו, בנשואים, לא עם משכחס לו, שבנשואים כמיירה, בנשואים כמיירה. So, the Tane was not disposed to mention bad detail when he cannot mention big. But he cannot mention. What's the reason? I don't understand. All right, but this is what the Gemara says. Va'baye mitargei al-bitei ma'nesosei. Kim nashkuchem mishkachas lo. Ibayim narunzi derbe, ibayim narunzi derbe. Avol, eshe sochem shlo yidu lo mei loy. My time, kibin do rebshimenu di mishkachas lo. Le rabonon loy mishkachas lo, so di pluk te loy kamay. Lui loy kamay. Vi rafsafre mitargei ma'fei eshe sochem shlo yidu lo mei. ומשכחס לו בשיטי האחים, ועולים לרבשים. וסימון אורך, מייס, נילד ויום ומייסטר ויום. אורי, צוי איזה רש. ביטל למשכחת לו, ביטל מה נסוס. שיהיה אפשר לביטל של רובן וביטל של שימן, ליס, אחויס, נאי. שערי איש אס רובן שיולטו לבס, וקיושו, סולוי ניס אס סוג לשימן, שגוש אס אוכלי, סו יצפת שייך על ניסוי. בת, עוד אין אס, יצי שייך, אלא אורך המשכחת לו. Ruvein onas isha, viyoto leibas, vichot ashimen, viyonas isanus esoch, shemitoreslei, viyos foteiro ala isha sach, al vidush, vichot ro viyoto leibas, vishimen. So then, the two daughters are sisters from the mother side. Haribas Ruvein vashimen, achoyes mei, vinisu lelevi viyude, achi avien. So here Rashi changes the order. So in other words, until now, so Reuven and Shimon were the deceased brothers, and Levi Yehuda the surviving brothers. Here, Rashi, so says, V'nisu Levi Yehuda, achi avien, umetz. So Levi Yehuda are the deceased brothers. V'nofu is the Reuven and Shimon. So Upa Shimon is Yabemes le Reuven, v'alachin sikosi, Upa Shimon is Shimon. V'chim Baz v'nish al Reuven, Upa v'nish al Shimon. So, so Yacho Yisno, so,
Shimei,
ולוי ויעקב משאחרס, נוסו אז באסקוליף מיכלו, שאי אחיסים של רובין מנהי, ויהודו נוסו אז באסקוליף מנהו, שאי אחיסים של שימי מנהי, ומסירים ליהודו, איש אסלוי ויחיסים רובין מודרס לשימי, שאי באסקוליף מיכלו, ואם שימי, הויסו בס יחציר מנהו, ואיש אס יהודו, אחיסים שימי מודרס לרובין, וכן איש אסוכיב מיני, כי יעקב שנוסו ביו, ולא נטורים מישחר, והילי ממנו רובי, ולוי בית נוסו זילפו, ולא ניסוכו מישחר, ויולדו ליעקב, שימן ויהודו, ונוסו נטורים מישוכו שתי אחוי איסו מייסו, ויומד לוי ונוסו איש את ניסוכו, בן זילפו שלא יהיו קורבי, ויהודו נוסו איש את נטורים בן בילו, שערי נוחס אצלי, ומייסו מריבוני, ונופו בני רובי ושימן, איש אצלי ואסורו משימי, מניסוח הביילו שאו יסוח עם מימי, מותרס לרובי, ואיש את יהודו אסורו לרובי, מפני רפתו מביילו הראשים, שאו יוח עם מימי, מותרס לשימי, וכן אחיס אישתי, כן אבטורי, שאו יו אשתי נושי, מודו ביצילו, ויולדו יודו אז דינו, ביצילו יודו אז נאמו, ומייס וניסנו שפו אחר, ויולד אשתי בונס, ונוסו רובי ושימי סבונס האחרינס, רובי נוסו אז בסועדו, ושימן בסילו, וראי ויהודו נוסו אשתי ניס נפתולי, ראי ודינו בסודו, ויהודו נמו בסילו, ומייצי בריבוני, ונופו אחוי יש עלו לפני רובי ושימן, ונמצס איש אסלי, ויחיס איש לשאול רובי, איז מותרס לשימן, ואיש אס יהודה, אחיס איש לשאול שימן, מותרס לרובי. I mean, so, because of these demores, so it's accepted, it's assumed by everybody that Yivomes and Nide, Yivomes, Amineres and Yivomes and Nide are the most difficult Gemores in Shas. I mean, there is no basis for it. I mean, there are certain Gemores like Bovakame and Bovutzie, they are much more difficult than Yivomes, than Amineres and Yivomes and Nide. But it's Margele, Bifume Dinshe, that the three most difficult Gemores in Shas are Erevin, Yivomes, and Nide. Why? I mean, good. And so, why is it so assumed that Erevin, Yivomes, and Nide are the most difficult Gemores in Shas? Because these three Gemores have many cases of computation, where there is a lot of arithmetic. And you have to concentrate on it, not that it's difficult. I mean, it couldn't be simpler than that. I mean, this cheshbon, it couldn't be simpler, as nothing could be simpler than this. I mean, it's not even shayach to argue over it. It's a very simple cheshbon. But the only thing is, you have to concentrate. In other words, if you want to understand the Rashi and Chukam at the same time, you couldn't do it, in some other words. But if you concentrate, so it's very simple. So there is an expression, an adage, that the three most difficult Gemores are Erevin, Yivomes, and Nide. And in other words, and it is Aleph is Erevin, Yud is Yivomes, and Nun is Nide. In other words, so why is it difficult? Because you have to concentrate. You cannot feel relaxed when you go over these cheshbonos. Now, Nide has more cheshbonos than these. I mean, in Yivomes, you have relatively few cheshbonos, but in Nide, you have so many cheshbonos. But it's not difficult. I mean, it's very simple. All right. Now, Eish Esochiv Shlohoyo Beilom, Loi Mishkachas Lo, Ela Alibid Rav Shimel, Vishore Beivu Livsev Neila, Visimonach, Mei Sneva Beivu, Mei Sneva Beivu, כי רובי ושימן מלאי ויהודי בני יעקב, ונוסו רובי ושימן שתי אחויים, ומייס רובי בריבון, ונראה ביסוכו ליעקב, ומוצו ריבן די זכוכו ליעקב, ועשו עליהם שמיסוכו שלו יברומת, וימולאי, ומי שימן אחר כן, אחת מי שימן אחר כן, ונאלה עצמו, ומוצו לו ביסה, ויימו יהודו, ומי סילאי ויהודו ונופו אחוי סלו לפני יסוכו, וזבו אשס לאי ועשו על יסוכו מפני שפו, ומוצו בישן נפיל הסכום שאו יאוכים שאו יאו בלמי ומתורס לסכום שבו הוא מוצו בהתר תכשנאו הסכום כבר נסיימו זו אליהם וביפים ולסת נלד
schon Reb Shimon, welches Jehudo Asur Lizrum, mit mich erbogen, und so wie ist er, mit viel was die Suei, Shimon Ochim, Schloyo Beilo, und mit der Rasli Socho, Shero Shimon, wie Jehudo, Kalos Eikid, im Berob, Berub, im Dab Jehudo. Now, then, he explains Kalos. Kalos Eikid, Kigain ben Ruvein u ben Shimen, there should be that here, as the Yehuda. Kalosei ki ben Ruvein u ben Shimen, nosu shtei achoyis, u meis, vinosu u leime vi Yehuda, ach li Ruvein, vi Shimen, u meis u beliponim. So Kalosei shal zeh muteres lo zeh, vi shal zeh muteres lo zeh, vi nimtzu shtei achoyis visyamis. Now one thing one has to admit, that Rashi certainly had computation ability. He didn't have any difficulties in computing. All right, once Rashi mentions the Cheshbeinah, so if you concentrate, so it's very simple. But to think of all these Cheshbeinahs, one has to have great computation ability. V'Rav Yehuda mitargim hod rav mechamesi leilech aroshei sharayes v'po v'dereisher v'tona be'anit k'yere behem v'avol gav d'v'chula mishkachas kim de bitel mi suk mel ba samiso u ki pasim on veins no kemayr masis vayde li tone bitel li tone lo li kula hoye is mi shum tsad bitel am des is very strange vi simonoch meis le ma vi ki prash al de mi tone de khie de khula mi kira ben va fu bi shoch shlo itu ach mei al mit an masnisen tone dukte do de khie masnisen koi Maslissen Gott. Elo, so die Morris heißt Elo, le Rebbe, Hanekwole Lesla. Le Rebbe Lesla Hanekwole, der Afri. Hilkach loi mukme Maslissen beplugte, Elo benela loi se vim vidura. Rabade kachine kamen der Afkane, oma mischmede robe, le ilom islei le Rebbe Hanekwole. Vi hoche komale, ime janusa sovin, vi chode mischkachas lo, ביטלתי לא יקום משכח אסלה. אירי יעקוי, צו, בית אחוי ניסונס, אחרי זה שאיבנת משכח אסלה, אסור לזה מותרת לזה לא משכח אסלה. ובית סנוכי ניסונס, אסור לזה מותרת לזה משכח אסלה, אחרי זה שאיבנת לא משכח אסלה. נאו רשי, אם אין מזה סוביר, ביחוד משכח אסלה, לא אוכל לנוחת לא מסליסט. שיאתו קירת בו אסור לזה מותרת לזה ואחרי שאיבנתו מסייבמס שאיבנת אחוי סליף לסייב ותאיזו אסור לזה משמימי וחיימזו על זה ומותרת לשאיני יהיה לו חודם משכח אסלו אוי אסור לזה מותרת לזה אוי אחרי זה כשאיבנתו אי יעקב וכזו לרש אי יעקב שתי אחוי סונאז ויודו לאחס לב ואחס יהודו ונוסרו ונאמס הסובים אימי שלב ושימי נוסר אז אנו ססובי פעימי של יהודו, אחרי זו כשאיבנתו נפל הסליבן לפני לאיבי ויהודו בנה ומשכח אסלו. But we can visualize אסור לזה מותרת לזה, אסור לזה מותרת לזה למשכח אסלו, לפי ששתיהן אסור לזה על שניהן. אימי של איבי אסור לו עם שמימי, ואחרי זו משום אחרי זו אי, וכן ליהודו ושתיהן פתאום אסנח מצרים, וישתיהן אחרי זונה, ויורו לבייסבוני, ונוסו בייסבוני עם מישה אחרס, ונופו לפני בניהם, או אסור לזה מותרת לזה משכח אסלו, בודן דה עמת החויס, אבל אב החויס נינו, והיא גם נמצא לרב חייה, משום יבם שתי החויס, נוקד. So in other words, רב חייה mentions only something where there are two sisters and it's אסור לזה מותרת לזה, but not in the אנוכייס to each other. Alright. רבה שומע, לאילום לסל לרבי הנקלול, ומפלוק תקומי. So then, so why did he say, why did he respond to Levi? So then Levi raised a good question. Why doesn't the Tanna of the Mishneh mention a 16th elbow, Imei, in other words, and it will accord with the Rabbon of Rav Yehuda. So it's the Heter. ומי כמדו מהנישים למי הביקות קוטי דיקום עלי, הוכי קום עלי. מי תאימו לדייקס מסליס, די מסליס רב יהודי. אין לך נעמי, דתנא אופי מישנה מיישנס, certain הלוכס, that are controversial, that are told in a certain book. But he couldn't mention אימי, because אימי could only accord, בהתר, על ליבי דרבון לא פרד יהודי. But it couldn't the court be happier? Peace, yes, that's me, that's another child. So, but if couldn't the court be happier without Isurim, are we the Rabiude? And the Tana of the Mishnah happens to be Rabiude. So, Mimele, this Tana of the Mishnah, so, couldn't mention it. The Mastis Rabiude, the Osavan was a Soviet, the Ktone, how do we know? Sheish Arayis Chmures Meilu, Plishin Isuris Lachir. So, Isuris Eimutoris. Because they're not Ishesach. And Tzora Servo, Tzora Servo, Mokin Yivri Lasso. But Tzora Servo, Shaloi Mokin Yivri, is not Lasso. So, what Arayis does the Mishnah mention, the next Mishnah mention? Imei Vishesovi Vachisovi. My Imei. Ilayim Nisuya Sovi, Fani Ishesovi. Elula Vanusa Sovi. Because Tonin Tishin Isuya is Lachiri. Lachiri Mei Lachim Loi. Why Lachim Loi? According to the Rabbonim of Rav Yehuda, so in Lachim, Mag Shabbos Lid Yisrael Svor Rav Yehuda, the Osama Nisa Sovi, Mishimoch Lid Tonin Lid, but in the Chanam, the Tanim, the Mishnah mentions controversial things. But he happens to agree with Rav Yehuda, so in Mele, he couldn't mention a 16th Elvo, because that could only be mentioned if the deceased brother did something that is awesome. Something awesome. Omar le Rabine le Rav Ashi le Rav Yehuda Nami Mishkaches le. So too, the Tanna of the Mishnah happens to agree with Rav Yehuda and the Tanus and Sovi Vizasur, but he still could mention a 16th Elvo. He may, but in case Ruvei, the deceased brother, married Anusa Sovi, the mother of Shimon, and then Ruvei died. So the mother of Shimon was Nifeles before her son. Mishkaret would be over in Ossi. So the Gemara, so Rav Ashi gives the Teretz, the Loikotan. In other words, the Tanya of the Mishnah doesn't mention examples that are contingent upon the violation of a certain Iser by the deceased brother. Now, since the Tanya of the Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, so Memele, the Ime is an elbow, could only be mentioned if Uvei was in the love of the Raisi. Was in the love of the Raisi. Look at them. Omele Rabash and Rafkane. Beloidi, name Mishkachas. So it's Mishkachas, Beloidi. How is it Mishkachas, Beloidi? Yaakov on as Kalose. The Hailid Nimeno Ben. Umeis Rubein Beloibon. Vinoflo Kamebro. Umigedi Wasir, it's Rosan Amasir. So in other words, so the more assumed the Iloikotone. So what does it mean, the Iloikotone? The Iloikotone means that the Tane of the Mishnah, when he mentions the Svof Noshim, he only mentions the Svof Noshim that are not contingent upon an Avere by the deceased father. But an Avere by somebody else, by the father, that he doesn't care to mention. He doesn't want to mention something that is based upon an Avere by the deceased father, by Ruvei. But something that emanated is based upon an Avere by Yaakov, the father of Ruvei, the father of Shimon, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So Mimele asked him, true that the Tanya doesn't mention an example that is based upon an Avere by the deceased father, but we can visualize a case when the deceased brother is completely innocent. He didn't do any Averes, but somebody else did Averes. Who did Averes? Who did Averes? The father. Yaakov Ibn Askalos. In other words, Eishes, Yaakov Ibn Askalos, Eishes Ruvei, the son Ruvei. And then they with Menoben, and what's the name of the son that was born as a result of this Avere of Elvo, Shimon. Then, so Mimele, at that time, so it was on us Kalosi. Now, Ruben, he wasn't either any Avere. Enoch Name, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the moment Yaakov is on us Kalosi, So Ruvein probably would be mechuyev al pidin to divorce his wife. Let's say I mean, the wife of Reuven, her name is Zilpah. And Yaakov, the father-in-law, was on Zilpah, the wife of Reuven. The wife of Reuven. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Reuven would be Oseh to continue living with his own wife, because she's a nusas aviv. So he would be mechuyev to divorce her. But maybe he did. He didn't live with her after that. So in other words, there was no avere committed by Reuven after Ones Kalosei. And then the Hilid men obeyed. And Reuven didn't continue living with her. He did divorce her. And then, but he didn't continue living with her. I mean, he's also, there was no Isser, I mean, in keeping her as a wife as long as he doesn't live with her. It's an Isabie, the legal ignafobi. So then, Umeis Reuven Beloiponi, Umeis Reuven Beloiponi, Vinofulo Kamebro, Shim and the brother. So Deishes Reuven is that, so she's the mother of Shimon. She's the mother of Shimon. So in other words, so what does he gain by this example? In other words, so it's not contingent upon an avere by his father. It's contingent by an avere by Yaakov, the father, but not by the deceased father. Omalei, be achves in the terek omaire, I mean it's not b'achiso, I mean achiso doesn't make sense. Be achves, a brother the terek omaire, be achves in the yisure loikomaire. Now let's see the Rashi. Horegos, Rashi omalei omlesle rebe hanachlovi. ובפלוק יקום מהיר, כמו אם הליטים ידעות וליטון אימא, אני סתובי, שום נזכר לנה כלול עם הרבי, לסלן הכלול הליטים לא חשב, כאילו אם מהיר ופלוק זה, פלוק זה בני כמהיר, ומהיר למהיר, כמו מלא, יורא כמו מלא, because this mishne holds like רבי יהוד. דיוס ואני זה סוב, משכר זה שטיפ לאים את נדנו, ויהיו מיוחי ומאוב, דיוב אבינוסי, אז, אני זה סוב, אם נפלו יהיו את נדנו, ולא יסנה, ולא ידעי נמי משכר, so רב קנה, רב אשר, inquired from Rav Kane, Beloidi, Nami Mishkanspo, Shliomo Zeh HaMes B'Nisrael. So Rashi emphasizes, Shliomo Zeh HaMes B'Nisrael. But somebody else was over B'Nisrael. Onas Kalosei, V'Yomar Aldas, V'Avol Pidim Hadalei. Yeah, alright. V'Avol Pikein, Botko Levi Maslis. Itona Levi, Ime Ipomim Puteres Rosso, Upomim Enimu Teres Rosso. Keita, Horisho Ime Nisrael Sovi, V'Nisis Lohi Miovi, in every word, and when Rashi emphasized Kishemeis Rosheseh, I mean, why does Rashi have to tell us? It's a purpose. I mean, is it important to know whether he's a Roshe or not a Roshe? I mean, it's not relevant. Why does Rashi? And you will follow it up every time in any misechta. I mean, whenever there is something that is done by Avere, so Rashi will refer to that person who did that Avere by the term Moshe. Why is Rashi Samet? Rashi was such a wild canoe, I mean, and he wanted, you know, to shower all his wrath and anger upon that person. But Rashi apparently felt that whenever we mention a case of Averes, and if we don't characterize the person who did the Avera as a Roshe, so we are not acting properly. Because maybe, who knows, sometimes an ignorant and a silly person, I mean, he'll learn a certain Gemara, and such an example is mentioned, he'll draw the conclusion, nothing wrong in doing that, nothing wrong in marrying Eishes Avi. Well, you see, the Gemara talks about that. I mean, it's a very simple thing. So, because of that, Rashi is careful. Every time the Gemara mentions an example of an Avere, to emphasize that the person who did it is a Roshe, in order that no one should get the impression there is nothing wrong. I mean, we see, I mean, this man of Chazal, I mean, all these things happened, I mean, and Chazal didn't say anything against it. All these examples are based upon that. So this is what someone, this is what somebody would say, and I can assure you that if he, that if someone made such a remark, and then he would receive it with terrific applause nowadays. So because of that, Rashi emphasized, whenever the Gemara mentions that a certain Avere, to refer to that person as a Roshe. No one should get the impression there's nothing wrong. Hilkach kishemeis Roshe ze loynoflo zul yidm lifnidno. The love is his achavoi ve'ino ve'ino puteres ve'ino puteres rosso. As a matter of fact, this was the chiddush of John Dewey, because he was the chiddush. I mean, it was a chiddush for the modern psychologists, but it was not a chiddush for the Jews who learned Gemara. So the Jews who learned Gemara knew that all the time. The approach by many educators and psychologists and psychiatrists, let's say 50 years ago, was that in order to deter youngsters from crime, so it's advisable to take the youngsters, you know, to prisons and to show them, I mean, this person is staying in the state penitentiary for 15 years because he committed this crime. That person is bound to get executed on the electric chair because he committed murder, I mean, and so on and so forth. Why? In order to impress upon them. So, to impress upon them, I mean, that it's not advisable, it's not good, crime doesn't pay. And because of that, so, Hollywood produced all kinds of shows of crime in order to deter people from crime. So then John Dewey was mechadish, the big chiddush, and it's still not followed up, that on the contrary, that far from deterring youngsters from crime, so when you show children crime, even if you show them that they are in prison and they suffer, so it suggests to the child, to certain sick children, it suggests something. Well, he'll do the same thing, but he'll be smarter than that criminal. That criminal was caught, but he will not be caught. So on the contrary, exposing youngsters to scenes of crime does not deter youngsters from crime, but it suggests to many a youngster to commit a criminal act. And this is exactly the reason as to why Rashi is so emphatic and so careful. I mean, I don't think that you can find one instance all through Shas that when the Gemara mentions an example of someone committing an Avere, that Rashi shouldn't show his kanoyes and Rashi shouldn't say Rosh Hashem. All of a sudden Rashi says Rosh Hashem. Why? Because in some minds, in some young minds, if they go through the Gemara and they mention such a case, one married, he did this, he did that, I mean, so it will suggest to him, I mean, nothing wrong. This is something that happens every day. Even Chazal talk about it. You see, so that's why Rashi emphasizes, Hilkach kishemeis Roshe ze, l'nof lozu li'ivu li'vlino, d'ilav eishezo, achavoi, v'in v'teresos. So, but what kolevi must be smit on a levi, ime ipomim v'teresos, or upon rein v'teresos. Hoysho ime nisu asobi, so then Tushin was not in place. So there is no Yibim. Vinicius Lohachim Mobi Fumei, Zuli, Meshim, Teres also. Because there is no Yibim. Shaloi Mokesim, Mishra Servo. Shaloi Mokimim, so Shimu Teres. Holy Shoimi, Anus Asobi. So then she is Asura, but Tushin is statements. Vinicius Lohachim Mobi. So Tushin is statements. Umeis, Zuli, Meshim, Teres also. The Avopi. ששונו חכום שעשינו חמש עשרה יש לנו להסיף שש עשרה כגינוס. Now there is one thing that I want to point out. You remember last time, so I mentioned the kashe of Samachemi, why doesn't the Gemara say that even that without the truth, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so even could be mentioned. Let's say if let's say Shimon was conceived through Nisabro Biambet. So then he would be able, so there, it doesn't involve an Isser. It doesn't involve an Isser. So Mimele and the Isser of Anisus Aviv wouldn't have, so the Meleareim assumes, he takes it for granted, that the Isser of Anisus Aviv, in other words, a woman who was Nisabro Biambete, out the Aviv, is not Asur to the son, even a limited of you. Because she's not a Lusasovi, because there was no beer. There was no beer. So, and he mentions, Shmuel says, the Poshut, that if an Ishishish was Misabro Biambete, let's say from another man, that means she was artificially inseminated from another man, so she's not a son of Bible. Why? It's the Poshut, I mean, that goes without saying. Because there was no beer, she was not Mizane. So just as an ishishis that was artificially inseminated, that was Nisabro Biambete from another man, so she's not a Sura Bailo because there was no Bia, so Mimele, a woman who was Nisabro Biambete from the father, should not be a Sura with Noi. So Mimele, let's say if Ruvain married a woman who was Nisabro Biambete from Yaakov, from Yaakov, and then Ruvein, and the son that was born as a result of that Igor was Shimon, and Ruvein married that woman, and it's Beheter, and then Ruvein died. So she fell before her own son, So that's the kasha. So I said that it's not such a double portion. That true, of course, in regard to Ishishish, that was Nisabro Biambete, with another man. So of course she didn't have a dialogue, because she was not Zinzo. There was no Bia. Masha'in can hear, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so legally Knafoviv has reference to Anusas Aviv. Does Knafoviv mean Anusas Aviv? Knafoviv means in what way does Knafoviv mean Anusas Aviv? The answer is because Knaf, one of the meanings of Knaf is secrecy. And ki gam biknofayich nim tzodam. It's a posik yom yom. So the Targum translates bimarbon. In secrecy, we clandestinely we find bloodshed. In your secrecy there is bloodshed. So Knaf has the meaning of secrecy. So in other words, Loigale Knafovi means that he is also to marry a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. So Anusas Aviv is a woman who had an intimate relationship with the father. Now if a certain woman was Nisabro Miyavi, even though there was no Bia, but the mere fact that she conceived from the father, that is also an intimate relationship. So in Mele, it might come, I mean, I have no rayas, but it's not such a double poshut that the Yisrael of Knafoviv does not apply to a woman that was Nisabro Biambete, Albion. So in Mele, we can say that the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't mention that the case, and let's say in the case where there was no Yisrael, let's say that Ruvein married the woman who was Nisabro Biambete al Yaakov Oviv, because she, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's Asur. She's Asur to get married. All right. So that is a good answer on that question. Now, but the question is, now that the Gemara asks, Omer Rav Ashi l'Rav Kami, below the name Mishkachas lo Yaakov on Askalosei, v'heilid menu bein, umeis Ruvein v'loibonim,
פינוף לא קמא ברור, ומיגדי יעשו עוד 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 עוד. סום עלי, ביח וזה דרכי כמיירה, ביח וזה נשאולי כמיירה. Why? Because שימן would be a mamzer in this case. So he does, the time of the Mishnah doesn't mention cases of psuli. In other words, where shimen, the yobn is a mamzer. But, so this cannot be mentioned, but it still could be mentioned. Let's say this case, Yaakov was not Toras Kalosei, but Kalosei, let's say Yaakov had his son Reuven. He had his son Reuven. And Reuven was married to a woman, Bilhah, let's say. And then Bilhah, Yaakov, she was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, her father-in-law. So Mimele, and then a son was born, Shimon. A son was born, Shimon. Now, the Torah Even says, and it's a double poshut, I mean, the only one who was chilek on the Torah Even is the Satmar Rebbe. I mean, the Satmar Rebbe is a big rambam. I mean, don't think that the Satmar Rebbe is not a big rambam. Whether you agree with him or not, the Satmar Rebbe is a big yavman, a big rambam. But in this he made a mistake. The Satmar Rebbe passed that if a Yeshishish is artificially inseminated, so, and then she had a child, so the child is a mamzer. And the Torah Even, Yechdiget after Svor, says the reverse, and then it's a double portrait like the Torah Even. I mean, that he's not a mamzer, because a vlad for a Yeshishish is a mamzer because of the Yisar Elbov, the Yisar Pier. But when a Yeshishish is artificially inseminated, So Mele, he's not a mamzer. And the Torah Even says that. In the Tigat after Svot, in the Sugya of Psulosh and Isabo Beamlet. So Mele, so the Kashi is, the Gemara says, Beachves in the Tire Komaire, Beachves in the Yisure, Loi Komaire, Beachves in the Yisure, Loi Komaire. So, but Gemara could ask another Kashi. Assuming that the Yisur of Galik Nafol is according to Rabbi Yehuda applies to a woman who is Nisabro Beambete Miomi, because such a woman also has the status of Knafoli. So Mimele, so Mishkachaslo, that Yaakov had his son Reuven, and then Reuven was married to Bilhah, and then Bilhah was Nisabro Beambete from Yaakov. So, and then the child that was born, that was Shimon, then Reuven died. So Bilhah, the wife of Reuven, was Nifeles before her son Shimon. And then there is no Yisar, because she was Nisabro Beambete later she was married to Reuven. She was Nisablante, and he didn't live with her after that. And then he died. And here we cannot see the terrors of the Gemara. Biachvese de tere komaire, biachvese de sore komaire. Because here is not a mamzer, unless we say like Satmar Rebbe, but it's not Istama like a Satmar Rebbe. Unless you are going to say that from this Gemara it's a raya to the Satmar Rebbe. But it's not Istama like it. I mean, many achim in the issue is the Shiromeshi. Also has a tune about Nisabu HaNishishish that was Nisabu HaBeamdete. And he also says, this is Dabba Poshu, that the blood is not a mamzer because there was no bee. So Mimele, so Rebbe could mention without any Isurim on the part of Reuven. So we could mention a case, another Elmo, he made. So we have to say that when the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, "Biachvese de tere komayre, biachvese de isure lo komayre," the Gemara doesn't mean dafke, biachvese de isure where the child, the yom, is a mamzer lo komayre.
I mean, why not mention a case where young is among the white? Can that be mentioned? What's wrong with mentioning that case? So it's not the fact that in this case of Yaakov Onaskalosei, the Hildman of Bern, Shimon is a mamzer, that's why Rebbe didn't want to mention it as a 16th elbow. Because what's wrong with mentioning the case where Yaakov is a mamzer? So the Gemara doesn't say, Bi achvese di ksherim komayre, bi achvese di psurim moy komayre. The Rosh Nagmori is bi achvese di tere komayre, bi achvese di surale komayre. In other words, you see, because Gemore first el Rabine, first el Kashe, Dio Babelot. So he said, Dio Rikaton. So then Ravashe, the Ravkane is, no, Beloit is in Amemish Kapsel, Yaakov Oleskalosi. So how did Ravashe improve upon the Kashe of Rabine? So Rabine is the similar Kashe. So he said, no, the Tanakh, the Mishnah doesn't want to mention something that is contingent upon Averes by Reuven. So what did he ask? Another Echadim said, something that is contingent not upon Averes by Reuven, but by Averes by Yaakov. So in other words, so Ravashe assumed that through the Tanakh, the Mishnah doesn't want to mention a case that is based upon an Averes by his brother, but he doesn't mind mentioning a case that is contingent, or that contingent by an Aveire, not by, upon an Aveire, not by the deceased father, but by the father. That he doesn't mind. So why did he keep? Actually, I mean, why should it be a difference? The Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Aveires. So what difference does it make whether it's based upon an Aveire by Reuven, the deceased father, or an Aveire by Yaakov? But obviously, Ravashe felt that there is a difference. True, the Tanakh of the Mishnah doesn't want to mention cases that are based upon Averes by Reuven, but case that is based upon an Averes by Yaakov, that he doesn't mind mentioning. So when he gave him the Teretz, Rav Kana, he says, Be'achvese de Terek Omeire, Be'achvese de Omeire. So the Pshat is not Be'achvese de Terek Omeire. He doesn't want to mention a case where the Yom is a apostle, is a mamzer. Why not? He means, he doesn't want to mention, for the same reason that he doesn't want to mention a case where Reuven mentioned married Anusa Sovi. Why? Because according to the beauty, it's Osea. So he doesn't want to mention a case where Yaakov Oleskalosei, it's in Mebiya Avera. So, but Achve say, where the case of the Ach, of Shime, is a result of Heter, where the identity, the existence of Reuven is a result of legitimate acts, fine. But Biachlis and the Yisur of Kamayre, where the whole existence of Shimon, the whole example is based upon an Aveire, by virtue of the fact that someone did an Aveire, whether the Aveire was done by Reuven or Aveire was done by Yaakov, it doesn't make a difference. So Biachlis and the Yisur of Kamayre. So Memele, he couldn't mention the case where Bilo Eishes Reuven was artificially inseminated from Yaakov, because for a woman, I mean, today, I mean, there are women who are not married, I mean, who are divorced, and then they become artificially inseminated. So that is a Nisa Gomu. What is the Isa? So if, let's say, the Isa is, if she's artificially inseminated from Israel, so then there is the Isa of Gemorah Zim. Because the Smak says, and it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Smak says that a woman, that someone should not sleep on the sheet. On the sheet of a married woman, right? that a woman should not sleep on the sheet on the sheet of a man. Why? Because maybe, I mean, this is such a remote possibility. It could happen maybe once in a thousand years. So maybe it will be misapro biambete. In other words, maybe the shechvazera of a certain man will be inserted accidentally
into her womb. And then she'll become Misabe. So what's wrong with that? So then we will not know who the father is. So Nimtzoch Neisei Achesei. So in other words, so the Torah is so cautious in regard to the maintenance of the pedigree of the Yiches, that we have to be cheshish even for a remote possibility, something that could happen once in a thousand years. So certainly if a woman is artificially inseminated by the semen of anybody other than a husband, so it's a misagomo or kimono or a timo. But let's say, suppose she's artificially inseminated by the semen of a goy, so then there is no yiches when a bas yisrael has a child conceived through a goy, so then he's not nisyach himself to the father, the biological father. So then the yiseh of kimono or zimo wouldn't apply, but still there would be a yiseh. What kind of yiseh would it be? So that's the love that I say, of uchmasi eretz mitzrayim v'isasu. So the Gemara says, Ma'u reisim ha-mitzrim, ish nezi ish, ve'isho nises li'isho, ve'isho nises li'shtei anoshim. So these are favorites, abominations that the Torah has. So it's a wonder I say. Now, so the Rivon says, ish o nises li'isho means, she'i machlifei, shtei noshim she'machlifei, es ha-shechlazer ha-shalahem. Shekibu mebalei. That's what it means. Isho nisei isli isho. In other words, if that means artificial insemination. If the shechvazera of one husband is inserted into the womb of the other woman, so that comes within the love of kimasa yaretz Yisrael nisas. Now that's the pshat of the Rivon in Sefer Shabbos, and it's also Gemara in Yevamos. Kimasa yaretz Yisrael nisas. So Teisves is chilek on the pshat, and Teisves says that not only machlifei shechvazera comes within that love, but the case where mishavshik, for instance, anakvu zulezu, in other words, lesbian practice, also comes within that love. But it's mashma from Teisves that Teisves is not chilek on the reverse case. In other words, Teisves holds that Mishavshiri is Nikvoson Zubezu also comes within that love. Any lesbian practice comes within that love. But Teisves is made that Machlifis HaShechvazera Shekibu Mibaleen certainly comes within that love. So Mimele, that means that to become artificially inseminated deliberately is a Nisagomo. So Mimele, the reason is why the Mishnah does not mention this case, because it's one of two cases. Either where it happens accidentally. So if it happens accidentally, it can happen once in a thousand years, accidentally. So then he doesn't have to mention, because if one mandoma says that the onsumu ikamayre, why? The bikumar anikere b'en mashma b'rodiliye. Even though the onsen is relatively modern, mashenke, so but certainly this case where accidentally she's in some of the ambit and not deliberately, that's so remote, I mean, so unusual, that the Tana of the Mishnah doesn't have to mention something that can happen once in a thousand years. But deliberately it can happen. Now unfortunately it happens every day, this. So Mimele, when it's done deliberately, so then it's a Nisagomo. It involves an Isaiah. Let's say if, let's say, the kalose of Yaakov was deliberately artificially inseminated from Yaakov, so it involved an Isaiah of Timor or Timor, it involved an Isaiah or Umasiyah of Yisrael Moisasu. So Mimele, the same terrors that the Gemara says, Be'achles et Be'atele Kamayre, Be'achles et Yisrael Kamayre, that the Gemara mentions the connection of Yaakov on his kalose. So we can say, in regard to this, though, because the Gemara doesn't mean Achles et Be'atele, Achles Yisrael Kamayre, because Psurim Kamayre. It means Achles Yisrael is the whole example. Is based upon an avera by anybody. Whether it's by the deceased brother or by Yaakov the father, it doesn't make any difference. So here too, that it should happen without avera the lazy, so that's all remote, that it can happen once in a thousand years. So that certainly would the Tanya wouldn't mention. And to happen deliberately, so then it's based upon an Aveire. So be Achve said, he's sure a loikama. Oh,
yeah, actually, the few them days. I'm a little bit of a beacon, a lady gone up, but the faces, we didn't learn the faces. The few, now just the big faces. The few them without. Leimam lestel the Rebbe Hanek Lolle with Luchte Kamaya. So this is Kashi means that he with Luchte Kamaya, so then the Mishnah could mention another Elvo, Eishishish. Another Eishishish, Lisne Eishishish. She prepares to us, he normal lo arese diteir, al minashol zinosi litleimitz. The pliga bam garish, Rebbezer Rabo, the Rebbezer Havigeet, vassol litleim, Vinisis Lohi for Meisi for Teresos. Now there is a Machlekes Tanoim in Gemara in Gittin as to whether the Machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanan is in regard to Alminas, but by Chutz, so even Rav Lezer will be made that she is not Mikoreshes, or vice versa, that the Machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbanan is in regard to Alminas, and by Chutz. The machlekes of the Rabbanon is so there is machlekes. So one Tanya says that the machlekes is in Almenas, but Balchutz, even Rav Lezer will be made in the Mekoreshes. And then there's another Tanya who says just the reverse, that by Almenas, so even the Rabbanon of Rav Lezer are made, because that's only at night, it's not a Shio. So even the Rabbanon of Rav Lezer are made, that is she is Mekoreshes. When do the Rabbanon of Rav Lezer say that she is not Midrashes, that is only by Chutz, but by Amnas, even the Rabbanon. Now, Teisves Kashe goes according to the Tanna who says